I'm Lori Moore. I'm a writer. I contributed to Susan Morrison's 30 Ways of Looking at Hillary.
Do you like Hillary Clinton?
Do I like her? I've never met her.
Do you like what you know about her?
Well, I think she's a highly changing and changeable person. And recently, in the last, 3 weeks, we have seen the sort of brawling, narcissistic campaign style of the Clintons, and it's just very upsetting and off-putting.
I think that when Hillary first kind of came to public attention, a great many women saw her as a kind of role model. Here she was saying, I'm not some cookie-baking woman and I'm not going to stand by my man. Even though, as you point out, she later gave us her cookie recipe and there she was sitting
right.
by
she
her
was
man.
More Tammy Wynette than Tammy Wynette. Tammy Wynette has been married several times and divorced several times. Of course, Hillary has not.
Did the fact that she was a first lady who looked like a woman of some ambition, career, professional ambition, did that affect your view of her when she first kind of came to public attention?
I never voted for the Clintons, ever. I have to confess this. So to me, they seem to be these sort of shrewd centrists. Was she interesting as a female figure in a position of power? It was hard to know whether being, first lady was a position of power. And she seemed to navigate that role with some difficulty. But who wouldn't, really? Was she a figure of inspiration for me? Not really. Mm. No. We have to remember that the word Clintonesque has entered the language as meaning a slippery relationship to the truth, a backing away from plain, honest speech.
But isn't that used to refer to Bill Clinton, not Hillary? We haven't had Hillary as a president.
They look like peas in a pod to me. They really do.
In what way?
Well, I think this is their marriage. I think this is what we're seeing. They are political partners.
You wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times recently in which you said, the political moment for feminine role models, arguably, has passed us by.
Arguably is key there, yeah.
that's why I left that line in.
Yeah.
What did you mean?
Well, when we look at our candidates, if we're looking for the symbolic content of them and we're looking for inspiration from them, what does Hillary offer? It's not really clear. She does not seem to make that connection with young people that is sort of crucial. I don't know how she resonates to young women in particular. I don't know that she does, but I can't really speak for them. I can only speak for myself as a middle-aged white woman and as a mother of a teenage African-American boy.
But you sort of suggested in that piece in the Times, at least my impression was that you were suggesting that perhaps we've gotten to the point now where we really don't need female role models, that Hillary's gender is not of value.
Well, it's of limited value. Are we that desperate that we would cling to someone for inspiration who has major, major character flaws? That's what we have to ask ourselves as women and as feminists.
Well, you could rephrase that. Is it important to overlook a few flaws in the name of supporting a woman simply because it takes so much for a woman to get to where Hillary Clinton has gotten?
I don't know that it took her that much, did it really? She hasn't been in public life holding office for very long. She's done pretty well.
I guess I look at the way the campaign has gone and I tend to see her held to a double standard in a very classic chauvinist sense.
Really?
You don't think that?
No, I haven't seen that. No.
You don't think that a man with some of Hillary's qualities would not be called robot-like or cold or hard?
No, I think they definitely would, and many, many men have been. It's very, very hard to be a public speaker, to be a public person, and she's not especially gifted in that direction. And either are any number of people. She is not without charisma, however. She does have charisma. But I haven't seen the double standard.
It sounds as though you're suggesting that we should evaluate Hillary as a presidential candidate completely independently of her gender.
Well, is that what you said? I think what I'm saying is that one will extend a certain amount of goodwill as a woman to another woman, but only up to a point, you know, that goodwill can get chewed up. And the Clintons may have done that for a lot of women.
Lori Moore is a short story writer, novelist, and contributor to the book 30 Ways of Looking at Hillary.